Appendix D, Sexual Harassment, Assault Response, and Prevention. Sexual assault and sexual harassment violate everything we stand for as soldiers. It is our responsibility as one army to take care of one another and not tolerate these violations. General James C. McConville, Chief of Staff, United States Army. Leaders. Leaders at all levels, specifically our Army junior leaders, must be visible and adaptable and display a sincere commitment in the fight against sexual harassment and sexual assault. Junior leaders must champion and model this effort by remaining fully engaged and owning this issue with the same commitment they have towards their duties and other responsibilities. The Army profession demands leaders of high competence and strong character who foster a command climate that encourages dignity and respect by responding appropriately to incidents when they occur. Junior leaders need to provide a safe and trusting environment that will prevent sexual offenses from occurring and encourage reporting without fear of retaliation. One of the Army's highest priorities is readiness, which depends on an environment that is inclusive, supportive, and free of misconduct. Sexual harassment and sexual assault directly undermine unit readiness and deter from preparedness. The Army is committed to equipping junior leaders with the right tools and knowledge to build successful command climates by setting the tone for social and duty relationships and modeling behaviors of respect and dignity. For more information on SHARP, visit the Army Resilience Directorate website. Insight. SHARP. Leader Vignette. Specialist Smith reports to his platoon leader that his section sergeant sexually assaulted him. The other soldiers in his company do not believe that the section sergeant would ever do something like this. The soldiers begin to discuss rumors they have heard about the facts of the case, that Specialist Smith was drunk at the unit party and performed oral sex on another soldier in full view of everyone there. Specialist Smith's roommate tells other soldiers that Specialist Smith has a different person in his bed every weekend and enjoys a promiscuous lifestyle. Soldiers post comments on the unit Facebook page expressing their support for the section sergeant in question. Specialist Smith reports to the SARC VA that soldiers are discussing rumors about his case and are posting favorable comments for his section sergeant on Facebook. He feels he is experiencing retaliation because he reported a sexual assault. What are Specialist Smith's avenues of redress? What action do you take if Specialist Smith declines reporting the alleged retaliation? What action or actions should the platoon leader take? What advice does platoon's leadership provide to the command team? What does the command team / IG owe Specialist Smith, the platoon leadership? What is the best course of action to address the alleged retaliation? Best course of action. SARC VA should refer Specialist Smith to the chain of command and his platoon leader, as well as a special victim counsel for assistance. The platoon leader should immediately pull in his or her platoon sergeant and inform the company command group. This type of alleged retaliation could be ostracism or maltreatment and warrants investigation by the victim's chain of command. The chain of command should consult with the appropriate servicing legal office. Additional courses of action. If unsure where or how to begin, the platoon leader should make contact with SARC VA or the local IG. Either office will get the chain of command started in the most correct and legal way. Reporting. There are two ways of reporting sexual harassment / assault, restricted and unrestricted. If a victim confides in a family member, friend, or roommate, it does not prevent them from filing a restricted or unrestricted report. If a victim confides in the platoon leader, unit commander, chain of command of Department of Defense, DOD law enforcement, then a restricted report cannot be filed. Restricted reporting. The benefits of restricted reporting is the victim has access to medical, legal, and counseling services, control the release of personal information, and can change to an unrestricted report at any time. The limitations of restricted reporting is the alleged offender will not be held accountable, no command support, and cannot receive a protective order. unrestricted reporting. The benefits of unrestricted reporting is the victim has access to medical, legal, and counseling services, alleged offender may be held accountable, command support, and can receive a protective order. The limitations of unrestricted report is more people will know about the sexual assault, investigation may be intrusive and difficult, and cannot change to a restricted report. Prevention. Prevention aims to stop incidents of sexual harassment and sexual assault before they occur. Prevention requires a comprehensive approach involving a range of activities. Everyone plays a part at the individual, peer group, unit, and army community levels. Prevention protects the force and supports implementation of the Army People Strategy, which describes how we acquire, develop, employ, and retain talent. The Army's prevention activities are supported by a system that includes leaders at all levels building cohesive teams and maintaining professional unit climates, Army sharp professionals helping leaders to plan, implement, and assess prevention activities, collaborative relationships that share innovative prevention methods and help to integrate efforts, prevention information and knowledge flow that enhances understanding and decision-making. For more information on prevention, visit the United States Department of Defense Sexual Assault Prevention and Response website.